One way that we could apply this mentality that we see in Ezekiel chapter 9 into our lives is that sometimes as Christians, it can be hard for us, myself included, to wrap our mind around the fact that so many people are going to hell. Right? I mean, that's hard for us as human beings to grasp that. It's kind of just a hard to swallow pill. Like, man, tons of people are going to go to hell when they die. That's pretty hard to accept. But it's what the Bible clearly says. But see, when we look at that and say, man, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. You know, man, there's so many people that are damned. You know, instead, the question that we should be asking is, why aren't Christians doing more to evangelize? You know, why aren't Christians doing more to get the word of God out there? And to, you know, why aren't more legitimate mission trips happening instead of just, you know, hand out some candy, tell some stories, build a house, and go home? You know, like actual gospel preaching mission trips. Like, why aren't more mission trips happening? Why isn't more door-to-door soul winning happening? I mean, look, how many Baptist churches are there in Phoenix? We should all just be on top of each other. When we go soul winning, it should be like there's three other churches on the street. It's like, dude, this is our turf. But how often do we run into other Baptists out there soul winning or other even just evangelical Christians out there soul winning? It's pretty rare, isn't it? You know, I wonder how many other churches are aggressively knocking doors in this area. I mean, there are a few independent Baptists that are doing it, but what percentage of churches are doing zero? Zero door-to-door soul winning, zero going out and witnessing to strangers, just zilch. And they're just kind of getting up and saying, hey, every once in a blue moon, you know, give the gospel to one of your friends, one of your relatives every year and a half, whatever, when the opportunity comes. You know, how many church, what percentage of churches are actually going out on a weekly basis and doing something, you know, either, you know, walking up to people in public, just talking to strangers, knocking their doors, whatever. And it's probably like, you know, you're gonna have to use scientific notation in a bad way to describe the percent. You know, it's gonna be like a lot of zeros after the decimal point. Sorry, I just lost everything. But anyway, you know, it's going to be a real tiny number, you know, of people. Percent's not going to work. It's got to be per mil or something, okay? The point is that it's going to be the vast majority of Christians doing nothing. You know, that's what we ought to be asking ourselves. Instead of like, well, how could God be sending all these people to hell? I'd be like, well, how could all these churches be doing absolutely nothing to get the gospel out when heaven and hell are real? Or how about this? Here's another good question to ask. How can all these people just be rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ when he gives them so many chances to be saved? Living in the United States of America, hearing about the Word of God, hearing about Jesus. You know, here's a good question to ask. How come when I knock on somebody's door and they just look me right in the face and say, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. I have no idea. And then I say, well, I can explain that to you in the next 10 minutes. No, I'm busy. That's mind-blowing. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around that. And maybe part of it's because I got saved when I was 6 years old. So it's hard to remember like what it's like to be unsaved, or I've never been like an unsaved teenager or adult. But I'm thinking to myself, if I didn't know whether or not I'm going to heaven, if I didn't know that, and somebody comes to my door with a Bible claiming boldly, confidently walking up and saying, I know for sure, and I can show you in the next 10 minutes how you can know for sure too. I can't imagine saying no to that, because I would at least want to hear what they even have to say. Even if I'm not necessarily going to believe it or accept it, I'd be like, well, I need to at least hear this person out, because they have an answer that I need. Or at least they're claiming to. At least they might have the answer I need. So let me at least hear what they have to say. That's why when I'm knocking doors and I ask somebody if I can show them the gospel and they say yes, that doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is all the people saying no. Because what we're offering is so incredibly important. And we're ready to just spoon feed it to them. We've already got it all. We've got the meat. We cut it all into little pieces for them. And we're just going to put it on the end of the fork, on the end of a spork, and just spoon feed. this today and make it so easy to get saved, right? I mean, isn't that, that's what soul winning is. Going out and making it easy for people to get saved by breaking it down to them and making it simple, taking them straight to the important verses and showing them. And we've got all kinds of illustrations, and we've got object lessons, and we've got all kinds of ways to just make it so easy. And they're just like, or they've got like their video game controller in their hand telling you I'm just real busy right now. And you kind of like look at their face, look at the controller, look at their face, look at the controller. And you're like, oh, I understand. You're busy. I get it. I mean, think about it. It's easy for us to be like Ezekiel. God, you're being too mean. Why are you doing this? But you know what? God's not the problem. I mean, God is rising up early and sending prophets. He's rising up early and sending his servants. God did all the work for everybody to be saved. You know, Jesus Christ lived that sinless life that none of us could live. And I mean, he died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. It's all just gift wrapped and ready to go. Free gift, paid for by grace, just ready to roll. And it's just like, what do you have to do to get it? Well, you know, you have to climb to the top of this mountain. You must climb. I mean, look, folks. What do you have to do to be saved? It's just like, believe in Jesus. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that God would raise him from the dead. And thou shalt be saved. It's so easy. So incredibly easy. It's just gift wrapped. All kinds of people out there ready to explain. And yet people aren't getting saved. So, you know what? At the end of the day, and I know this is a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. It's a hard pill to swallow, but the people who go to hell after all that's been done and after all that's been provided, they deserve to go to hell. Now we should have compassion, and that's why we do have compassion and love for them. That's why we're out there trying to get them saved before it's eternally too late. But if in the final analysis they end up going through life and rejecting all the opportunities and going to hell, at the end of the day, God is just to send them there. And so that's where Ezekiel's kind of getting to see some of these harsh realities. He's watching these people get slaughtered, and he's human. It'd be like if we watched a bunch of people being cast into hell. We'd be like, God, no, stop, what are you doing? But God's like, you don't understand. These people have had a lot of chances, and they did this to themselves. Isn't that what he's saying in Ezekiel 9? And it's, you know, in the end of the day, when it comes to the gospel, that's how it's going to be in the end. It's going to be these people did it to themselves. And at the end of the day, there's going to be some cold bookkeeping. Remember that cold bookkeeping verse? There's going to be some of that in Revelation, isn't there? You know, whoever's name is not found written in the book, cast into the lake of fire. That's, you know, pretty cold. And so we need to get people saved before it's eternally too late. And, you know, Ezekiel, yeah, he feels bad. We feel bad. But at the end of the day, let's not blame God. You know, blame Christians who are doing nothing and blame the unsaved themselves. You know, because at the end of the day, that's who's responsible. It's not God's fault. And those of us that are actually out evangelizing, it's not our fault either. You know, because what did the Apostle Paul say in Acts chapter 20? He said, I'm free from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. So he said, you know, I'm free from the blood of all men. So, you know, he didn't take responsibility. I'm not going to take responsibility. If you're out winning people to Christ, you're not responsible either. You know, the people that are responsible are the people who are disobeying the command to preach the gospel to every creature, and the unsaved themselves are ultimately responsible for their own fate, because everybody has free will and everybody has the chance. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So these are some hard truths. You know, it's hard to swallow that pill, but that is the truth.